Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the East House Assembly of God, Judy Herbelsheimer. How are you, Judy?
Good to see you again, Kevin.
Yes, you too. It's been a while since we've had you in the studio.
It has been. We've always got lots of stuff going on, though.
You do. There is always something going on. And this one, the event coming up, you guys have been doing for a few years now, and it seems to get bigger and bigger every year at Halloween, doesn't
it? That's right. This is our sixth year of doing Under the Big Top on Halloween night. It's going to be from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m., like it is every year, right there in the parking lot across from East Tawas Assembly of God Church.
That's right. And is that on Lincoln Street, isn't
it? That's right. Yep. 311 mm-hmm. East Lincoln Street. The tents are already up. So if people drive by, they'll see the big, you know, red and white tents already set up. We're getting games and all that stuff out there. So we're really excited about this year's event.
Yeah. Now this is hosted by the Dockside Kids, right?
That's right. Dockside Kids of East Tawas Assembly of God are the ones that put this on. Mm-hmm. And they spend all year working on this, fundraisers and events. And they work really, really hard to make this event, and the reason we do it is so that it can be free to the community. There's absolutely no charge for the event.
It's amazing. I'm looking at the list of things. It's a whole page of things that are going on, so let's jump right into what's going to be happening in one night. This looks like a week's worth of stuff here.
It's only in 2 hours, actually, so this event is specifically geared for ages 3 years old through sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Those who are older than sixth grade are always welcome to come to the tent, but they are not allowed to participate in the games, the bouncers, that type of thing. We try to keep it for those age levels.
Yeah.
We have a preschool area, which has two preschool bouncers and about a dozen preschool games. So those kids who are 3, 4, 5 years old aren't getting trampled by all the bigger kids. And we also have a second tent that has a bunch of different games, mostly carnival style games, things where you throw bean bags, toss balls, you know, things like that for them. And those are for all ages. Like I said, 3 years old through sixth grade. We have two bouncers this year. One is a 37-foot obstacle bouncer, which is sponsored by Michigan Blood this year.
Right.
It's going to be a fun one that kids can climb up, in, under, through all sorts of different obstacles.
Wow.
So that's a really cool addition that we're doing this year. And the other one is a moonwalk bouncer, which is just kind of a bounce house, you know, jump around and have fun type of a thing. So it'll be a lot of fun for the kids.
All right. Let's talk candy.
Candy. That's right. That's what we're known for. You know, we have tons and tons and tons of candy.
Ooh.
At each of the games, all the kids that participate in the game will get a prize, usually a candy, just for playing the game. And then if they win the game, they get a little bit bigger prize or chocolate candy.
Right. Okay.
And then up on the main stage, we'll be doing candy drops throughout the night. And what we do is we call up the different age groups, starting with the younger kids first, because they usually need to go to bed sooner.
Uh-huh.
So we have like the preschool kindergartners come up. We do a little puppet song for them. We have a candy drop where we throw all sorts of candy from the stage right on top of their heads. They gather it all up. And then we dismiss that group, call the next age group up, first and second, third and fourth, fifth and sixth. And then at the end of the night, we gather all of the candy in the tent that has not been given out, and we do a big candy dump at the end. So kids get all sorts of candy, prizes, handouts, all sorts of fun stuff to go home with them.
That's incredible. All right. And some performances we want to talk about too.
That's right. We have the puppets going on throughout the night. They'll be doing anywhere from 6 to 10 songs throughout the night. We also are going to have some live action songs, and we have two characters that are going to be with us this year. Congo, who's a big gorilla, and Beacon, who's a big, huge dog. And they'll be up on stage doing some of the songs with us and also wandering through the tent. So if people want to get their picture taken with them, give them a high five, they'll be there throughout the night as well.
All right. And some other prizes, too, we want to talk about, right?
That's right. We also on the stage will have some spotlight prizes given away from the main stage throughout the night. We have prizes for boys and girls in each age group. And Walmart has generously donated a boy's bicycle and a girl's bicycle. So we'll be giving those away at the end of the night as well. So lots of prizes, lots of candy, lots of fun stuff going on, and all crammed into 2 hours on Halloween night.
That's right. Now, you know, since you got to bring your kids, there's some things for the adults too, right?
That's right. We do have concessions throughout the entire night, and the adults are welcome to have them. Kids can have some too if they'd like. We'll have our popcorn machine out there. We'll have some different cookies and refreshments, things like that. And those are all also absolutely free to everyone who attends.
All right. Now, the event runs 6:30 to 8:30, but I know you've said in the past, get there early.
That's right. We actually have permission from the city to close down Lincoln Street in front of the church starting at 5 o'clock, and that's just for safety for the kids and the families that are there. The event starts at 6:30, but we usually have people between 5:30, 6 o'clock starting to get in line for the events, you know, those ones that want to be first in line to get on the bouncers or get to the games and the candy.
Oh, yeah.
The tent will open right at 6:30, and we run right up until 8:30, so it's a full 2 hours of fun.
All right. Again, it's the Halloween night under the Big Top, 6:30 to 8:30 on Halloween. Now, Judy, if they want more information, how do they get more info on this?
You know, they can stop by the church or give the church a call at any time. They'll have lots of information out there, or just, like I said, line up that night.
There
That's usually everyone's out there trick-or-treating. They just kind of see us and line up and off we go.
You betcha. 311 East Lincoln Street in East Taos is the place. So bring the kids out. It should be a lot of fun. From the East Taos Assembly of God, Judy Herbelsheimer. Judy, thank you for joining us for Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin.